Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Make sure you follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews as well. Good Wednesday morning to you, or as I am about to start calling it, happy get over the hump day. And it's also a West Georgia Wednesday. You know what that means. We got two West Georgia grads holding it down in the Kia Studios. Myself, of course, and shout out my girl Noelle White holding it down on the other side of the glass. And Noelle, I got one quick question for you. What do you make of that crazy barn burner of a Braves game last night? What in the world was going down?
That was a lot going on, and I didn't expect us to join the MLB Bad News Bears Club.
Not the Bad News Bears Club.
But, yes, it's been a wild 2 weeks of just weird things happening on the mound. And apparently we've joined the club. I mean, it's hard to be upset, you know, scoring 13 runs.
Yeah. I don't think you can put this one on the offense.
We'll get to it.
We're going to get to it right now, as a matter of fact. If you haven't heard, Braves lose last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks in their series opener, 16-13. Yes, you heard that score right, 16-13. That's more of a football score there. I know we in football season, but dang, Braves, I didn't want y'all to get into a football score unless, I mean, y'all winning, but I would still rather you not give up 13 or 16 runs on a daily basis. But look, there's still no reason to panic. There's still no reason to get up in arms and be like, oh, my gosh, what happened to the Braves? No, it's fine. There's no collapse going on. The sky is not falling. Don't call Chicken Little. It's all good. We're fine. The Braves look like they're still trying to find their post-All-Star break groove, and it looked like they had found it as soon as the All-Star break ended. If you remember that first game back, they beat up on the Chicago White Sox 9-0. Make it look easy. Make it look like, okay, Braves are right back at it. Picking up right where they left off, literally. But not the case. They have lost the last 3 games since on a 3-game losing streak. And look, this is a rough stretch the Braves are going through and are going to have to get out of. And I talked about it yesterday. This is what, and this is when you find out about your team. Is your team great? Is your team really good? Or is your team just good? Because the great teams don't let these stretches linger on and go on for too long. And they get right back on the horse and they might drop a couple, but then they go back to winning 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 straight. So I would like to see the Braves do that. But throughout the course of a 162-game season, these lulls, these bad stretches, these skids, they're going to happen. So to any Braves fan this morning, look, as a fellow Braves fan, I hate to see it too. I was checking on the scores last night, looking at the game, and I'm like, man, can we please get it together? This is hurting my heart. But it's all going to be okay. The Braves are the best team in baseball still, and they are going to be just fine. However, I do want to let you hear some post-game audio. We'll get to that in a second, but to quickly recap the wild happenings of last night. Top of the first, Diamondbacks put 2 on the board. Bryce Elder doesn't get off to the greatest start, and he has his second straight bad start. Bottom of the first, though, Braves come out and score 5 runs. 5 of them things. They put up 5 on the board, and with those 5 runs scored, they've actually now scored 100 first-inning runs. So they go right back up, 5-2, bottom of the first. You're like, okay, hopefully Bryce Elder just had a rough first inning. He's going to bounce back the rest of the game, and the Braves are going to be on their way to a victory. Well, didn't quite work out that way. Bryce Elder came back in the top of the second. He gave up a 5 spot. So the Diamondbacks in the top of the second go up 7-5. Bottom of the second, we're clean, and we stay in a 7-5 ball game until the top of the fourth. Christian Walker, homers, 8-5, Diamondbacks. Okay, well, here come the Braves. They're like, all right. They lean into the game chair. You know how you might be losing in 2K or MLB The Show, whatever it is. You kind of lean back in your chair. But then you lean forward, and it's like, all right, it's go time. Y'all seen those memes. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The Braves lean forward in their gaming chair. They get to going in the bottom of the fourth. Down 8-5. Guess what? They come back, take the lead. Austin Riley hits a 3-run homer. It's 9-8. We move through the game. Bottom of the fifth. Orlando Arcia hits a 2-run home run. It's 11-8. And you're like, okay, we're starting to get a little bit of a hold on this thing. Starting to get it under control. Not so fast, the Diamondbacks say. Go to the top of the sixth. They get 4 runs in the fourth. Christian Walker homers again. He hits a 3-run home run. And it's 12-11 at this point. Now this game's just all sorts of wacky. But then Austin Riley hits a 2-run home run. It's 13-12. Braves are back up. And like, my goodness, can we get off the ride now? Can the game just end? Can the Braves come out of here with a victory? Not quite. Top of the eighth, Diamondbacks tied at 13. Then top of the ninth, the Diamondbacks deliver the final blow. Go into the game. The top of the ninth, 13-13. They score 3 runs, make it 16-13. Braves can't get anything going in the bottom of the ninth, and that would be the final score. So Braves lose 16-13. They fall to 61-32. Diamondbacks improve to 53-42. And we talked about the second straight, not so great, and just honestly, to be quite frank, bad outing from Bryce Elder. Only lasted 2 2/3 innings, 7 hits, gave up 7 runs, 5 of them earned, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, gave up a home run as well. Michael Tonkin wasn't a whole lot better in relief. He went 2 2/3, gave up 4 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, a strikeout and a home run. Ben Heller only lasted 2/3 innings. He gave up a home run. Joe Jimenez came in and bounced back after his last not-so-great outing, but just all around, not a great game for the Atlanta Braves. And Brian Snicker actually talked about that after the game, and he talked about these stretches are going to happen, and these things are going to happen. You know, he talked about the team played a little sloppy, but it's bound to happen over 162-game season. There are times where, you know, you'd be like, man, Braves should have made that play. They usually make that play. Well, they do. But again, over an 162-game season, some sloppiness is going to come about and some things are going to happen. Here's Brian Snicker after the game talking about, again, team playing a little sloppy, but over a 162-game span, it's bound to happen.
I mean, yeah, there were some balls that we normally plays, we normally make that we didn't. But you know what? We're going to play 162 of these things, and every now and then you're going to play one of them. But the guys kept roaring back. You know, we just had a hard time putting them down. They're pretty good, too. They're an aggressive team, and they don't strike out a lot. They put the ball in play and use their speed.
And another reason not to panic, Brian Snicker mentioned it there. The Diamondbacks, I just told you, they're 53-42. And, hello, I told you this yesterday as well, they were on a four-game losing streak. They were trying to get off the snide and end their skid as well. And I didn't want the snide to end against the Braves. I wanted the Braves to keep them on the back burner. But the Diamondbacks were trying to get out of their own funk. And they did last night. And the Diamondbacks as well, fighting for a playoff spot. They're fighting for the NL West. They're only 2.5 games behind the Dodgers for the NL West crown right now. First place in the NL West. So they're playing for something too, and they're playing hard, and they get paid just like every other team the Braves play does. So the Braves are going to have to find a way to bounce back and do it against a good Arizona Diamondbacks team. Gonna have to win the next two to win the series, and hopefully they can get that done. Let's hear from Brian Snicker some more. And here's Snit talking about what went wrong during the game and why every night isn't going to be the Braves' night.
Gave up too many runs, probably. No, it wasn't anything anybody didn't do. It was one of them games. That's all. They're not going to be perfect every time. Like, nobody is in this game. None of us are. They're going to have days that aren't going to be real good. We've had a whole bunch of days in the last 3 months that have been really, really, really good. We're going to go through spells. It's not easy doing this, navigating an entire. There's nothing wrong. Be right back at them tomorrow.
See, this is the point where I have to let Braves fans know, and myself, that we've been spoiled, y'all. This team spoiled us in the first half. Going on a pair of, seven-game win streaks, a nine-game win streak, not losing 11 straight series. They spoiled us in the first half, y'all. And not to say they can't do something like that again here in the second half, but we just had been rolling for so long in such a continuous manner that we forgot what it felt like when the Braves are slumping a little bit. We forgot what it felt like to take a couple of licks. We had been throwing all these punches and not getting hit back. Well, now we're finally getting hit back, and we forgot, oh, that hurts. Forgot what it felt like for a second. But again, just because you take a couple of lumps, you take a couple of hits, don't mean you're losing the fight. Don't mean you're going to lose the war. So again, it's all good, and I'm glad Brian Snicker is like, what went wrong last night? Well, it probably scored a couple of runs, gave up too many runs on our side, but it's going to be fine. These things happen over 162-game season. Also, sometimes you pitch bad. Sometimes you have two bad starts in a row. And that's what happened, and that's what's happening with Bryce Elder. We saw it with Spencer Strider in the first half. He had, two, three bad starts in a row? But then he bounced back, and he looked like the Spencer Strider of old, and he looked like the all-star that he was. And hopefully that's all this is for Bryce Elder. He's having a couple of rough starts, and he's going to bounce back. But let's hear Bryce Elder talk about his pitching last night.
I'll have to go back and look, but I think a couple of the pitches I made were solid, but in certain counts, they could have been better. I'd get ahead and then give up a two-strike hit, so it was one of those days, and we'll roll on.
That's it. One of those days, move on. Good mindset there from Bryce Elder. And as I just told you, two now pretty shaky, pretty not so good starts for Bryce Elder. Let's hear what he has to say about that.
You know, I really thought the other day my stuff just wasn't very good. I was missing up and everything, but today I really thought my stuff was pretty good. I thought I commanded the ball pretty well. You know, I think the home run pitch was probably maybe one of two. I thought I really made bad all day. I think I kind of just started throwing out there rather than pitching. So, you know, these are going to happen, and just unfortunate they're back-to-back, but I'll be ready to go in 5 days.
And I know Bryce Sutter's going to be ready to go in 5 days. You tell him, Bryce, you're going to bounce back. Everything going to be all right. Now, the one good thing that did come out of last night that I absolutely love to see was Austin Riley get it going. 3 for 5 last night, 7 RBIs. He had more than half of the team's RBIs last night. 7 RBIs for Austin Riley, including 2 home runs, 1 3-run home run, 1 2-run home run as well. So getting to see Austin Riley do what we all know he can do with the bat was very, very encouraging. And after the game, Austin just talked about how he felt like he's been fighting himself all year long, trying to do too much, putting too much pressure on himself because he sees Ronald Acuña Jr. having an MVP season. He sees Matt Olson leading the NL in RBIs. And, you know, he's just trying to contribute and pull his weight as well. So he just says he's been in his head too much. He's been fighting himself all year. But last night, he made sure he went out there and played tension-free. Let's hear from Austin Riley.
Yeah, I mean, you know, trying to, you know, help the team, essentially, you know, just trying to be, the best version of myself. And you know, I think I kind of got caught up in you know, way too much going on, you know, up in my head to go out there and try to hit 97, 98. So, you know, just like I said, we talked in the cage and it was like, hey, let's just keep it as simple as possible and have fun out there. And you know, just try to be as tension-free as much.
So hopefully Austin is out of his head permanently, out of his head for good. And sometimes you just need that one game when you've been struggling and you break out and you're like, yeah, I'm still him. I still got it. I still know what I'm doing with it. That's right. I'm Austin Riley. Kind of like what Marcell Ozuna told Michael Harris, except Austin Riley would be telling himself, I'm the best third baseman in baseball. I'm the third baseman for the Atlanta Braves. I'm all-star Austin Riley. Sometimes you just got to tell yourself who you are, remind yourself who you are, and then have a breakout game like that and get yourself going. And hopefully that's the case for Austin Riley. Okay, we're talking Braves. We're recapping everything. I want to let you hear one more from Travis d'Arnaud, because the other good news that came out of last night was Travis d'Arnaud. He is returning to the Atlanta Braves. Yesterday, the Braves announced that Travis d'Arnaud and the Braves have agreed to a one-year $8 million contract extension. It does have a club option for 2025. Let's hear Travis d'Arnaud talk about the contract extension.
So just thankful that they were thinking the same thing about me and wanted me to stay and wanted to stay.
I love Travis coming back. So we'll at least have the best catching duo in baseball in Sean Murphy and Travis d'Arnaud for next year. Maybe even 2025 again. Team has a club option so they can decide whether or not they want to keep Travis. But I hope we keep Travis for the next 2 years. But that was good to see as well. All right. Another big thing is happening here in the state of Georgia, in the city of Atlanta. SEC Media Days. How has Kirby responded to all the off-the-field issues when he was asked about it? Well, I'll let you hear it next. Give me 5 minutes and we'll make it happen right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. As we're rolling on a what I am now calling a get over the hump day Wednesday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to all my truck drivers, overnighters, third shifters, early morning and late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early. Y'all know what it is. And shout out to all my people already on the way to work, already at work, already clocked in. And even my people listening in the bed right now, because I know y'all are out there too. And that's all right. Look, SEC Media Days is going on right now. And yesterday was UGA Day. They headlined all the teams at SEC Media Days yesterday. And we all know there was an elephant in the room. Everybody wanted to hear what Kirby Smart, Brock Bowers, Cedric Van Praan all were going to have to say about what's been going on at the University of Georgia. Not on the field, because on the field has been pretty successful, but what's been going on off the field. So, without further ado, let's get to it by going around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
All right, the Dogs were at SEC Media Days yesterday. Kirby Smart took the podium around, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Central Time, somewhere around there. And he talked about it straight up. Let's hear it. Kirby Smart on the culture at UGA.
I would say talk to any of the players within our organization. Talk to the retention rate that we keep with our players. Our players respect the fact that they're under a microscope and that they always will be as athletes. But we've got one of the highest character, highest GPA, one of the best teams we've had. So I'm very confident about our team and our culture.
Good answer. You know, look, Kirby is not going to say anything crazy. He's going to give you the bare minimum, or he gave you the bare minimum. He's not going to have to talk again until the season starts, probably, hopefully. So he went in there. He said what he had to say, gave you the bare minimum, did what he had to do, answered the questions asked. He didn't shy away from any questions. So I do applaud Kirby Smart from that perspective and from that point of view. And he got it done. And look, hopefully nothing else comes out about what this team is doing off the field. Transpirings of accidents or speeding tickets and violations and things like that. Hopefully there's no more news comes of that, because they took all they could handle here this offseason. So hopefully things have calmed down. Hopefully now that all the guys are back together pretty much, and you're working out and getting ready for the upcoming season. Hopefully there's just not going to be any more of that going on. And look, I don't know. We don't know. You don't know about any punishments that Kirby have or may give out. Maybe he implements or already has implemented, for all we know, a policy where maybe certain teams on the – maybe certain guys on the team can't drive. Maybe freshmen on the team can't drive, or who knows. It's all speculation, but Kirby feels good about the culture. And for Dog fans, you can be concerned, but at this point, all you can do is just hope things change, have changed, and will continue to change for the better. So that was Kirby Smart on the culture at UGA. Cedric Van Praan, he did, the junior offensive lineman for the Georgia Bulldogs, he did talk about there needing to be more accountability and leadership in the UGA locker room. And I really liked hearing this from Cedric. He made it a point to where, look, this isn't all on the coaches. This isn't all on the staff. The players have to take some accountability too. Like, we are brothers and we have to hold each other accountable. And, you know, we have to know when to maybe drive one of our teammates home, drive one of our brothers home, and not let them be in a situation where things possibly could go sideways. So let's hear from Georgia offensive lineman Cedric Van Praan on accountability and leadership in the UGA locker room.
One, it takes a realization within each other to realize that we are all responsible for each other, in the sense of when one person makes a mistake, it's not just on you, it's on everybody. So you don't only look bad, we all look bad. But also, I think as a brother, you have to understand that usually that guy is beating himself up for the mistake that he made. And it's not on you to go curse him out. It's not on you to go put him down, because we all make mistakes. We all fall short. And yes, you have to take responsibility, but it's also on you to help that guy. All right, so you had this issue. If we're out and I know that you possibly can make that issue again, and nah, bro, I got you. I'm going to take you home. You good. Like, it's those type of things that I think are how we're looking to handle it and how we have been handling it.
Beautifully said there from Cedric Van Praan. You just have to be aware of certain situations, where you're at, what you're doing, the consequences of your actions. And again, your brother's got to be there to pick you up too. And he made a good point. It's not always good to just yell at a guy and be like, nah, you can't be doing this, bro. Sometimes dudes are obviously heard about the mistake they made as well, and sometimes you just got to take them under your wing and just be there for them. So I think it was all very well said when talking about, again, accountability and leadership in the UGA locker room, and guys holding each other accountable but also being there for each other at the same time. So that was good. So they addressed what they had to address about the off-the-field issues and the off-the-field concerns, but also on-the-field concerns were talked about as well. And Brock Bowers, who we're all hopeful as UGA fans and Georgia Bulldog fans could, fingers crossed, maybe, just maybe, be a Heisman hopeful. Well, yesterday at SEC Media Days, he talked about the team as a whole. Obviously, back-to-back national champions. Brock Bowers has been a part of both of those squads. He talked about the team fighting complacency yet again.
Yeah, I think Coach Mark talked about it a little earlier, but it's kind of like the whole thing that better never rests, and we're trying to battle complacency. And coming off of two national championships, we're just trying to stay hungry and be the best we can be every single day. And I feel like we've been doing a pretty good job at that, and we just got to keep it going throughout fall camp and into the season.
How could I forget about the Kirby Smart quote from yesterday? Better never rest. You're going to start seeing that everywhere. Better never rest, which, I mean, is very true. Somebody that's trying to get better, never rest. Always can find ways to get better. Always can find ways to improve your craft. You're never at the mountaintop, because even when you're better than everybody else, you can become your best self. And you're always on the journey to becoming your best self. So that was the quote of the day yesterday, and it comes from Kirby Smart. Better never rest, which is very, very true. So that was pretty much the highlights of what the Dawgs had to say at SEC Media Days yesterday. By the way, if you hadn't heard, Kirby Smart also joined Andy and Randy, as well did Brock Bowers, and I believe Kamari Lassiter, the junior defensive back for Georgia. I think he joined Andy and Randy as well yesterday. That was around, Andy and Randy were on around the time that they were doing their post-media or post-podium, you know, big podium, big media session round. So make sure you go tune in to the Andy and Randy podcast page, and you go check out the Kirby Smart interview, the Brock Bowers interview, and again, I believe they had Kamari Lassiter on yesterday as well. So make sure you go check out all those interviews. You can find them at 929thegame.com and just go to the Andy and Randy page, and they will be there for your listening pleasure. So again, hopefully all of the off-the-field issues are behind the Georgia Bulldogs now. They have gone through it. They have talked about it at SEC Media Days. Hopefully now they can solely focus on what is to come this season and how they are going to win a third straight national championship. Focus on how they're going to win a third straight title. So that was probably Kirby Smart's maybe roughest day. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure he has tougher days as UGA head coach, but it's probably a sigh of relief for Kirby, honestly, that he got that out of the way yesterday. He can take a deep breath and just focus on football, which is what we all know Kirby wants to focus on, and that's what he mainly wants to do, is coach football, recruit, and win Georgia more national championships. So, Georgia done with SEC Media Days, and SEC Media Days will continue. Alabama highlights the day today. Nick Saban going to be out there with Kool-Aid McKinstry, J.C. Latham, and the Alabama Crimson Tide will be in the spotlight today as the Georgia Bulldogs were yesterday as SEC Media Days continue. But we will continue by talking about the Atlanta Falcons. 5 minutes from now, Desmond Ridder, he's talking about how he's going to benefit from what he went through in year one to what he will go through in year two. That's 5 minutes from now. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios, with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Put it up. Put it up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Q Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a, like I said, I'm calling it a get over the hump day. Also a West Georgia Wednesday here in the Kia Studios. Two West Georgia grads holding it down, myself and Noel White as well. So we talked Braves. We've talked about the Georgia Bulldogs headlining SEC Media Days yesterday. Now it's time to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Because rookies, if you didn't know, now you know, reported to training camp yesterday. So they're up at Flowery Branch getting things done. And he's no longer a rookie, but he's coming into year two where he is expected and should be the starting quarterback, hopefully all year long, knock on whatever this thing is made out of, this table, barring any injury. Talking about Desmond Ridder. And Desmond Ridder joined NFL Live on ESPN yesterday. And The first clip I want you to hear, because there are a couple of clips here, but the first clip I want you to hear is Desmond Ridder talking about coming into camp as QB1, and he also talks about what he is going to be able to benefit from and take from year one and have it for him in year two. Let's hear from the Falcons QB.
Yeah, for me, you know, it's just that, you know, I know what the season's going to be like. I know what it's going to hold, how long it is. And then obviously, you know, you talk about the offense. I have, you know, a whole year of offense under my belt. And so, you know, I'm excited to get back in the building with the guys and get going and just, you know, try to reach our ultimate goal.
There you go. So, got a year under his belt. Even played 4 games, as we know, last year. He knows what to expect now, knows what the grind of 17 games in 18 weeks feel like. And all that he went through last year is going to do nothing but help him this year. And am I saying that Desmond Ridder starting 4 games last year means he's going to be perfect this year? Absolutely not. Even if he started all year last year, it wouldn't be perfect this year. But especially just getting 4 games in, it helps. But again, it's not going to help him be perfect, especially as a first-year starter. There are still going to be new things that Desmond Ridder has to adjust to. But one thing Desmond Ridder will have at his disposal that he really didn't have at his disposal last year was one of the best tight ends in the game, Kyle Pitts. As we have seen Kyle Pitts, I have told you this as well, Kyle Pitts put on his Instagram story a couple of days ago, I believe it was Monday, that he is not going to start training camp on the physically unable to perform list, better known as the PUP list. He's going to be active, and he's going to be ready to go for training camp, and that is huge for the Atlanta Falcons for a couple of reasons. One, it's good to know our former number 4 overall pick is healthy, and two, that means he's just going to have that much more time with Desmond Ridder. He's going to have that much more time to build his relationship with Desmond Ridder. Because, again, when Kyle Pitts was in, he was with Mariota. That's the dude he was working with as his QB1. Now it's Desmond Ridder. They have to establish that rapport. And he's going to have a chance to be able to do that. And we know the connection Desmond Ridder and Drake London have. Drake London seemed much more of a factor once Desmond Ridder was at the helm as the quarterback. Not to say that he was not a factor when Mariota was in there. He still made plays when Marcus Mariota was the quarterback, but Desmond Ridder and him have a special connection coming in at the same time. Obviously, that year Drake London was the number 8 overall pick last year, and Desmond Ridder was the Falcons' 3rd-round pick. So here's Desmond Ridder talking about his relationship with Kyle Pitts and Drake London.
Yeah, for me, and obviously, you know, Drake and I had a great connection last year. And for myself and Kyle, you know, we didn't get as many reps as we liked to last year. So for me, it was just about, you know, keep developing that relationship with Drake and then obviously, you know, build that relationship with Kyle. And that's, you know, whether it's playing golf on the weekends or you know, actually being out there and working and working on our crafts together and just growing that connection both on and off the field.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And he talked about it. Him and Drake have a very good connection. That connection is already there. So you just want to keep building upon that and finding ways to make it better. But when it comes to the relationship and the rapport between Desmond Ridder and Kyle Pitts, I don't care if they got to spend a full week or weeks together. I don't care what it takes. But I would love and definitely want to see, as I'm sure you are as well, you feel the same way, you want to see Desmond Ridder connecting with Kyle Pitts, not only in between the 20s, but most importantly, in the red zone. Because that is what we were sold on as Falcons fans when drafting Kyle Pitts. We know about his speed. We know about his size. We know about his strength. But we want to see the touchdowns now. We want to see the red zone threat that Kyle Pitts is supposed to be, and we know that he can be. And that's going to take him and Desmond Ridder having a special relationship, knowing how each other thinks, knowing how each other eats, sleeps. They have to know what makes each other tick. They have to be on the same page at all times, and they have to have a special connection, especially if they want to connect consistently in the red zone. So I'm happy to hear that Desmond Ridder, Kyle Pitts, they're spending time not only on the field but off the field as well, because that's only going to help what goes down on the field as well. Desmond Ridder also talked about a guy who's already at Falcons training camp, and that's Bijan Robinson, the number 8 overall pick from the Falcons this year. Here's our QB talking about our new running back.
Yeah, just his explosiveness. I mean, you know, you obviously see it, you know, on his film from Texas. But just seeing it in person, you know, we haven't got the pads on yet, so we'll see what it's like when we get the pads on. But, you know, just being out there during OTAs, just ability to be able to play anywhere and do anything, you know, is just really huge.
It is, and it's going to be so fun to go out to training camp. I'm definitely going to go out to training camp a few days out of the week once they start training camp, and just to be able to look and see everybody practice, see how the team and the guys are looking. I cannot wait for training camp. I cannot wait for football season. It's going to be a blast. Hit me up too if you're at training camp, or if you see me. I'm going to do a show on the weekend on the 29th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., so make sure y'all come out there. I'll be broadcasting live with somebody, a co-host to be announced, but we'll see who's that going to be. But if you ever see me at training camp, definitely do not be afraid to hit your boy up, take a selfie with the boy. I'll tag you and whatnot, but it's going to be a good time at training camp. Going to be hot, but I'm going to be hydrated. I'll have my gallon water jug out there. I'm going to be ready to go, you feel me? But it was good to hear from Desmond Ridder yesterday. Again, all that audio from Desmond Ridder, courtesy of ESPN and NFL Live. So, Falcons, getting ready to go. Again, the rookies are already there. Matthew Bergeron, Bijan Robinson, all the rooks are there at training camp right now. They reported yesterday. The veterans and the rest of the squad will report next Thursday, and that's our first day. We'll be out there at 92.9 The Game. By the way, the only radio station that's going to be broadcasting live from Falcons training camp, the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, 92.9 The Game. You feel me? Because that's just how we roll. But all good stuff coming up for the Falcons. And guess what? We got all good stuff coming up next on 92.9 The Game, because I will wrap things up and I will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, they're going to hold you down for the next 3 hours as they take you from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And we will find out what they have coming up on the show right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Blimey's like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Final moments here on the program on a Get Me Over the Hump Day. And I got the homies with me. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman holding it down with me live in the Kia Studios. And everybody's feeling good, ready to go, and hyped up to react to what was a interesting day at SEC Media Days yesterday as the Georgia Bulldogs headlined all the happenings. How are we feeling today, y'all?
We're here. We're ready for football season.
Yes.
I'm ready to get into some of SEC media days and what the Georgia Bulldogs had to say.
That's right. That's right. All right. They're going to give you a lot of Georgia Bulldog reaction. Oh, Mike? I thought Mike was about to say
something. Nah, man. You, look, just a lot of runs scored last night at Truist Park. A lot of brave stuff to digest. A lot of craziness going on around the football world leading to training camp and a bunch of different topics, man. So it's going to be a good day. Kirby Smart's interview with Andy and Randy was intriguing, I guess. And that'll come up in about 20 minutes.
There you go. They got it all for you. And they got a great show lined up for you as well. So appreciate you tuning into the program this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hometown Take. But until then, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, holding it down on the morning shift, and it's coming up right now on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Q Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. On a, like I said, I'm calling it a get over the hump day. Also a West Georgia Wednesday here in the Kia Studios. Two West Georgia grads holding it down, myself and Noel White as well. So we talked Braves. We've talked about the Georgia Bulldogs headlining SEC Media Days yesterday. Now it's time to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Because rookies, if you didn't know, now you know, reported to training camp yesterday. So they're up at Flowery Branch getting things done. And he's no longer a rookie, but he's coming into year two where he is expected and should be the starting quarterback, hopefully all year long, knock on whatever this thing is made out of, this table, barring any injury. Talking about Desmond Ridder. And Desmond Ridder joined NFL Live on ESPN yesterday. And the first clip I want you to hear, because there are a couple of clips here, but the first clip I want you to hear is Desmond Ridder talking about coming into camp as QB1, and he also talks about what he is going to be able to benefit from and take from year one and have it for him in year two. Let's hear from the Falcons QB.
Yeah, for me, you know, it's just that, you know, I know what the season's going to be like. I know what it's going to hold, how long it is. And then obviously, you know, you talk about the offense. I have, you know, a whole year of offense under my belt. And so, you know, I'm excited to get back in the building with the guys and get going and just, you know, try to reach our ultimate goal.
There you go. So, got a year under his belt. Even played 4 games, as we know, last year. He knows what to expect now, knows what the grind of 17 games in 18 weeks feel like. And all that he went through last year is going to do nothing but help him this year. And am I saying that Desmond Ridder starting 4 games last year means he's going to be perfect this year? Absolutely not. Even if he started all year last year, it wouldn't be perfect this year. But especially just getting 4 games in, it helps. But again, it's not going to help him be perfect, especially as a first-year starter. There are still going to be new things that Desmond Ridder has to adjust to. But one thing Desmond Ridder will have at his disposal that he really didn't have at his disposal last year was one of the best tight ends in the game, Kyle Pitts. As we have seen Kyle Pitts, I have told you this as well, Kyle Pitts put on his Instagram story a couple of days ago, I believe it was Monday, that he is not going to start training camp on the physically unable to perform list, better known as the PUP list. He's going to be active, and he's going to be ready to go for training camp, and that is huge for the Atlanta Falcons for a couple of reasons. One, it's good to know our former number four overall pick is healthy, and two, that means he's just going to have that much more time with Desmond Ridder. He's going to have that much more time to build his relationship with Desmond Ridder. Because, again, when Kyle Pitts was in, he was with Mariota. That's the dude he was working with as his QB1. Now it's Desmond Ridder. They have to establish that rapport. And he's going to have a chance to be able to do that. And we know the connection Desmond Ridder and Drake London have. Drake London seemed much more of a factor once Desmond Ridder was at the helm as the quarterback. Not to say that he was not a factor when Mariota was in there. He still made plays when Marcus Mariota was the quarterback, but Desmond Ridder and him have a special connection coming in at the same time. Obviously, that year Drake London was the number 8 overall pick last year, and Desmond Ridder was the Falcons' third-round pick. So here's Desmond Ridder talking about his relationship with Kyle Pitts and Drake London.
Yeah, for me, and obviously, you know, Drake and I had a great connection last year. And for myself and Kyle, you know, we didn't get as many reps as we liked to last year. So for me, it was just about, you know, keep developing that relationship with Drake and then obviously, you know, build that relationship with Kyle on that, you know, whether it's playing golf on the weekends or you know, actually being out there and working and working on our crafts together and just growing that connection both on and off the field.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And he talked about it. Him and Drake have a very good connection. That connection is already there. So you just want to keep building upon that and finding ways to make it better. But when it comes to the relationship and the rapport between Desmond Ridder and Kyle Pitts, I don't care if they got to spend a full week or weeks together. I don't care what it takes. But I would love and definitely want to see, as I'm sure you are as well, you feel the same way, you want to see Desmond Ridder connecting with Kyle Pitts, not only in between the 20s, but most importantly, in the red zone. Because that is what we were sold on as Falcons fans when drafting Kyle Pitts. We know about his speed. We know about his size. We know about his strength. But we want to see the touchdowns now. We want to see the red zone threat that Kyle Pitts is supposed to be, and we know that he can be. And that's going to take him and Desmond Ridder having a special relationship, knowing how each other thinks, knowing how each other eats, sleeps. They have to know what makes each other tick. They have to be on the same page at all times, and they have to have a special connection, especially if they want to connect consistently in the red zone. So I'm happy to hear that Desmond Ridder, Kyle Pitts, they're spending time not only on the field but off the field as well, because that's only going to help what goes down on the field as well. Desmond Ridder also talked about a guy who's already at Falcons training camp, and that's Bijan Robinson, the number 8 overall pick from the Falcons this year. Here's our QB talking about our new running back.
Yeah, just his explosiveness. I mean, you know, you obviously see it, you know, on his film from Texas, but just seeing it in person, you know, we haven't got the pads on yet, so we'll see what it's like when we get the pads on. But, you know, just being out there during OTAs, just ability to be able to play anywhere and do anything, you know, is just really huge.
It is. And it's going to be so fun to go out to training camp. I'm definitely going to go out to training camp a few days out of the week once they start training camp. And just to be able to look and see everybody practice, see how the team and the guys are looking. I cannot wait for training camp. I cannot wait for football season. It's going to be a blast. Hit me up too if you're at training camp, or if you see me. I'm going to do a show on the weekend on the 29th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., so make sure y'all come out there. I'll be broadcasting live with somebody, a co-host to be announced, but we'll see who's that going to be. But if you ever see me at training camp, definitely do not be afraid to hit your boy up, take a selfie with the boy. I'll tag you and whatnot, but it's going to be a good time at training camp. Going to be hot, but I'm going to be hydrated. I don't have my gallon water jug out there. I'm going to be ready to go. You feel me? But it was good to hear from Desmond Ridder yesterday. Again, all that audio from Desmond Ridder, courtesy of ESPN and NFL Live. So, Falcons getting ready to go. Again, the rookies already there. Matthew Bergeron, Bijan Robinson, all the rooks are there at training camp right now. They reported yesterday. The veterans and the rest of the squad will report next Thursday, and that's our first day. We'll be out there at 92.9 The Game. By the way, the only radio station that's going to be broadcasting live from Falcons training camp, the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, 92.9 The Game. You feel me? Because that's just how we roll. But all good stuff coming up for the Falcons, and guess what? We got all good stuff coming up next on 92.9 The Game, because I will wrap things up and I will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, they're going to hold you down for the next 3 hours as they take you from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And we will find out what they have coming up on the show right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Your early morning sports fix.
Moments like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Final moments here on the program on a Get Me Over the Hump Day. And I got the homies with me. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman holding it down with me live in the Kia Studios. And everybody's feeling good, ready to go, and hyped up to react to what was a interesting day at SEC Media Days yesterday as the Georgia Bulldogs headlined all the happenings. How we feeling today, y'all?
We're here. We're ready for football season.
Yes.
I'm ready to get into SEC Media Days and what the Georgia Bulldogs had to say.
That's right. That's right. All right. They're going to give you a lot of Georgia Bulldog reaction. Oh, Mike? I thought Mike was about to say
something. Nah, man. You, look, just a lot of runs scored last night at Truist Park. A lot of brave stuff to digest. A lot of craziness going on around the football world leading to training camp and a bunch of different topics, man. So it's going to be a good day. Kirby Smart's interview with Andy and Randy was intriguing, yes. I guess. And that'll come up in about 20 minutes.
There you go. They got it all for you. And they got a great show lined up for you as well. So appreciate you tuning into the program this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hometown Take. But until then, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, holding it down on the morning shift. And it's coming up right now on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Your early morning sports fix.
Moments like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Final moments here on the program on a Get Me Over the Hump Day. And I got the homies with me. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman holding it down with me live in the Kia Studios. And everybody's feeling good, ready to go, and hyped up to react to what was a interesting day at SEC Media Days yesterday as the Georgia Bulldogs headlined all the happenings. How we feeling today, y'all?
We're here. We're ready for football season.
Yes.
I'm ready to get into SEC Media Days and what the Georgia Bulldogs had to say.
That's right. That's right. All right. They're going to give you a lot of Georgia Bulldog reaction. Oh, Mike? I thought Mike was about to say
something. Nah, man. You, look, just a lot of runs scored last night at Truist Park. A lot of brave stuff to digest. A lot of craziness going on around the football world leading to training camp and a bunch of different topics, man. So it's going to be a good day. Kirby Smart's interview with Andy and Randy was intriguing, yes. I guess. And that'll come up in about 20 minutes.
There you go. They got it all for you. And they got a great show lined up for you as well. So appreciate you tuning into the program this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hometown Take. But until then, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, holding it down on the morning shift, and it's coming up right now on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.